From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Kurdish leaders reported some initial success as Iraqi forces launched a long-anticipated ground offense Monday to retake the northern city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. The operation is the largest military operation in Iraq since U.S. combat forces left 5 years ago. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared Monday his nation will celebrate victory as one as a military push began to drive Islamic State extremists from the northern city of Mosul. Al-Abadi said soon all Iraqis will be in Mosul to raise the flag of triumph. He said there is no place for the Islamic State group among Iraqis, and they'll be driven out as they were in Ramadi, Fallujah, and other Iraq cities. Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, who commands the U.S.-led coalition targeting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, cautioned it could take weeks or even longer to recapture Mosul. In the hours before the announced start of the offensive, the Iraqi Air Force dropped thousands of leaflets on Mosul to warn residents. Humanitarian workers, though, say it is not clear what Mosul civilians are meant to do. Mosul residents report IS fighters have blocked major roads and bridges in and out of Mosul and have warned civilians not to leave. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Airstrikes Monday in Syria flattened residential buildings in a rebel-controlled village in the northern province of Aleppo, killing at least 23 people. So far, 45 have died in the fighting in the past day. Both Syrian and Russian forces have been bombing rebel-held positions in Aleppo for weeks, and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's attempt to regain control of the once-thriving city in the sixth year of the uprising against his government. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he and other foreign ministers have to exhaust every possibility to find a way to halt the fighting. Multiple previous ceasefires have broken down throughout the more than 5 years of war in Syria, including one last month focused on Aleppo. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump conceding he is losing support from women, but he blamed it on media accounts of women who, he says, falsely accused him of sexual assault. Trump also alleges there is a conspiracy in play to keep him out of the White House.
The election is being rigged by corrupt media pushing completely false allegations and outright lies in an effort to elect her president.
Tim Kaine, the vice presidential running mate for Hillary Clinton, told supporters Trump is blaming everyone because he knows he's losing. With just over 3 weeks to the election, a national average of polls compiled by Real Clear Politics shows Clinton with a 5.5% lead over Trump. The two will square off in their final and third debate on Wednesday. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake rattled Tibet early Monday, followed by at least two strong aftershocks. So far, no word on casualties. One Tibetan nomad from a neighboring village tells VOA's Tibetan service no major damage reported there, although cracks had appeared in numerous buildings. China has launched two astronauts into space on a mission to dock with an experimental space station and remain aboard for 30 days. The rocket took off today from a launch site on the edge of the Gobi Desert. The chief commander for China's manned space program says the rocket lifted off according to plan. He said it was a complete success. The spacecraft will dock with the space station within 2 days. The entire station will begin full operations in the year 2022. China has launched the space station, which we just told you about. Thailand's military, meantime, has reaffirmed its backing of a political roadmap for national elections in the late 2017 year, even as the country is engulfed in mourning over the passing of King Bhumibol Adulyadet, who died last week at the age of 88. A Thai government spokesperson said the cabinet and administration were trying to ensure a business-as-usual approach to government going forward during the once-in-a-generation royal transition. The military government came into power in May of 2014 by way of a coup, ousting the elected government of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. For details on these stories, much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. Once again, recapping our top stories this afternoon, China launching the two astronauts into space on a mission to dock with an experimental space station, and also Kurdish leaders reporting some initial success as Iraqi forces launch a long-anticipated ground offensive Monday to retake the northern city of Mosul from the Islamic State militants. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.